Welcome back to Shuffling in the Shadows. My name is Courtney. I'm the owner and founder of Tucked in Tarot. And in this episode, we are looking at the Devil card. And we're going to be looking at themes centered around pleasure and desire, as well as restriction and limitations and the things that keep us chained in place, tied up and bound. So sit back, relax, and welcome to Shuffling in the Shadows. We're looking at the Devil card. And the imagery that we're looking at and reviewing is one of a large orange beast. Really, it's the depiction of Baphomet. Their hands are in the as above, so below positioning. So that means that the right hand is facing up, palm facing out. Left hand is down, palm facing back. Although in his left hand there is a torch. There are large gray wings on this Baphomet, hooked gray horns, and a pentagram right above his head that is inverted. Now, this Baphomet creature is standing or squatting on top of this black narrow podium, and attached to the podium are chains moving to the left and the right, which are connected to the woman on the left and the man on the right. All right. Now, looking at this card, I'm not going to lie. I've actually been sitting on this card for probably about a month now, because a part of this practice is allowing myself to sit with the message, see what's coming up, let me go ahead and have my experiences. And because of that timeline, I realized that my addiction and my bad habit is my use of time and my relationship with perfectionism when utilizing that time. So whenever I'm working on a project, and being someone who started a business, trying to figure out how I want to present myself on social media, doing this podcast, there is a lot of vulnerability, and my inner critic is one who wants, I want the thrill and the high of being recognized for my greatness. Because that was in my past, whether it was at jobs that I had, or it was when I was in school and I was dancing or singing, I would put in so much effort to have this wow factor, to have this awe, to be inspirational, and to make it seem like the things that I was doing were unattainable for other people. I wanted to feel special. I wanted to be validated and recognized. But even though I was struggling with time and perfection and stress, I wanted it to seem effortless. And it's not. It's not effortless. I struggle with really wanting to put on this facade that all of these things come very naturally to me. And there are things that do. There are natural gifts and talents that I have. But instead of allowing myself to have that raw, that raw God-gifted talent and energy, and just being able to relax and rely on it and lean on it and allow it to develop and grow in the way that it needs to, I worry so much about refining it, really honing that skill. And it, again, this phrase keeps coming up, being digestible for everyone that I encounter, when that is so unattainable, and it's not fair to myself, and it's not fair to the gifts and the skill sets that I have. So instead of actually being able to enjoy the projects that I'm working on to their fullest extent, I stress about them. I critique them. I overanalyze and review, and then I get into like a holding pattern where I don't think it's good enough, so then I don't put it out there and it just sits there, and then I get frustrated and I don't want to say beat myself up, but I'm not very nice to myself. And then a new inspiration creates, or I get inspired to do something new, and the cycle starts all over again. Those are the chains that I have. And if we're looking at the card, if we're kind of just looking at like the male and female, so with like the female energy, especially with it being on the left side of the card, we are looking at creativity, we're looking at fluidity, we're looking at divine intervention, inspiration, being receptive, right? Not being so hard on ourselves, allowing things to flow from us naturally, which is supposed to be sweet, at least for me. It's supposed to be sweet and decadent. And there are moments where I have experienced just the flow of creativity, and there's no second guessing it, or it's just me. It's just fully me without any worry or concern about what someone thinks or what they might like. And what I lose when I start working on projects or classes or events that involve other people, I lose myself and what I would like and what I would enjoy. When putting all that together, which I am the essence, I am the root cause of my business and what I'm providing to people. It's me. It's my experience. It's my knowledge. It's my creativity. It's my way of looking at things. And I always forget that. I don't take that into consideration. And a big part of that, I would assume, would be that that's a part of myself that I'm rejecting or that I don't fully trust. And this whole thing is learning to be able to trust myself. And if I am not trusting my creative capabilities and my passion projects and the way I'm spending my time and trusting my voice and trusting that I'm going to be received by the people that are meant to cross paths with me, then what am I doing this for? Because if I'm blocking that creative flow, then the more masculine energy, that structure, the game plan, the action, the physical action that I'm taking is going to be jeopardized. And then that's where being stuck comes from. Then that's where the frustration bubbles up. And then things just don't get done. I'm fighting myself in my creative process by not trusting what my experience is and trusting what it is that I want to share. And that is so frustrating. It is so frustrating. And I think the fear comes from being able to, it comes from one, working on something and it's in its like raw form, and you have someone who's either looking over your shoulder or someone who critiques your work too early because it's not what they envision, and it's almost like they expect you to jump and make those shifts when they don't know they don't know the why you're doing something or how it's supposed to look or what you yourself are trying to say. I cannot stand that. And that always made me shut down. Even when I was a kid and like when I was a teenager, 20s, I don't like people looking over my shoulder when I'm working on something. Another thing I don't really care for, and I know this is probably very egotistical, but I cannot stand when I'm excited about something that I've started and it's new and I got over that initial hump to actually be able to present it, and the first thing out of somebody's mouth is a goddamn criticism when I'm just excited that I accomplished this one thing. Oh my God. And even if it's, I mean, yes, and most of the time it is very constructive, but if sometimes just shut up and just allow someone to have that moment of doing something for the first time and being excited and having that moment of relief and allowing them to just not to have to overthink about how to improve what they just put out. Because I know for myself, there's so much that I have gone through and revised and edited and criticized and beat myself up over. And being able to get past that and just to be able to enjoy the experience is really important for that creative process, and that is really important for me. And yes, we do have the, or I have the responsibility to take what resonates and leave that behind. But at the end of the day, sometimes I just want support. I just want a good pat on the back. You're like, great job. That was good. I'm proud of you that you did this. Even if it's not for you. I sometimes just being supportive is all that is needed. And then later on down the road, if either I ask or if this becomes something that is a consistent thing for me, like whether it's my podcast or like tarot classes, whatever, then provide the criticism, because then there's consistency that can be built on. But right out the gate, I really am someone who does not need that type of feedback immediately. And I understand that's probably really it's probably my own hang up, but that is exactly what I need. And if you are listening to this and that is something that you are fighting with, please let me know that I'm not alone in that. I'm not running from criticism, but I want to enjoy. I just simply want to enjoy what I'm doing, especially the first couple of rounds until I start to get more comfortable. I don't need you taking the wind out of my sails. So, yeah. Okay. So the lighter side of the devil card. There are two ways I like to look at this. So the first is more of the traditional meaning, and we look at the imagery of the chain. And the chain that is attached to the neck of the woman and the man are both incredibly loose. And even the weight of the chain is not really having much effect on how they are holding themselves. So if you were chained, or if you felt chains, they tend to be quite heavy, right? It's supposed to restrict movement. It's supposed to weigh things down. These people are not weighed down by the things that they are tied to, which means if they are that light, where you are moving about your day, where it's not affecting how you move, but maybe just in a little bit, like maybe just like your, how far you can go. But as far as like the way how you naturally move, it's not going to be a big deal for you to remove them and keep it pushing. It's going to be something very easy. And also sometimes with that chain, it's not always just removing the full chain. Sometimes it's removing a link at a time, and that's kind of more aligned with where I'm currently at, because I am looking at the things that I have I have felt restricted by, either by that things that I've actually done to myself or things that I accepted from other people that would have stopped me, right? So like opinions, having obligations with other people that just didn't suit me, like a lot of people-pleasing habits and tendencies. But every time I remove one of those links or I remove that chain, it's so much easier than I was expecting it to be. And it kind of reinforces like, oh shit, I can do this. Okay, my life can have this ease and this flow to it, and I can actually go much farther than I was expecting to. And sometimes that shit is effortless. That's usually the part that surprises me the most. It's how easy it is to go further or do more or succeed in a variety of ways when you just give yourself some freedom to move. It sounds like common sense, and I think it is, but being able to experience that is so, it's reinvigorating and it's exciting, and it makes me kind of feel like, oh, I want more of this. I need more. I want to feel this more often, right? But of course, you need to balance that out, because you don't want that to then be another link in your chain or to completely tie you up. Now, moving into that, where you're like, oh, I want more of this. It feels really good. With the Devil card, I actually read it as a need or a call to be more decadent, to have a life that is lavish and lush, where there's sensuality and beauty that is all around you, okay? And not being ashamed to have that, okay? Not always being super humble and meek, but really owning your shit and owning who you are and feeling really solid about it and actually getting pleasure from that and really reveling in it. Okay, it's a very sensual, somewhat romantic, slightly hedonistic energy about it. And at the beginning of the year, because I think this double card is actually trying to help me to figure out, to basically give me the blueprint of how I can get to that. Because at the very beginning of the year, I made it a goal or a promise for myself that I am going to have a life that is pleasurable, and that for 2025, yes, I want to grow. Yes, of course, there's always going to be healing, but damn it, I'm tired of it always being shadow work. I want to enjoy myself and appreciate everything that is around me, but without it always being this hard lesson all the time. And with that Devil card, because I'm looking at the chain of perfectionism and having or trying to get more acquainted with the I'm just going to do it because it feels good kind of like mindset, that's helping me to understand, okay, this is how I get to that life of being pleasurable. I don't just have to throw everything to the wind. Like, I can still have a bit of caution and still be strategic and have a plan and be consistent, but I need to incorporate basically a fuck it attitude. With either the you like me or you don't, you accept me or you don't. That doesn't matter either way, because I accept me and I like me and I enjoy what I'm doing and I find what I'm building to be unique and pleasurable and supportive and loving. Mm-hmm. And this is one of the best ways that I'm able to take care of myself, and I wouldn't have it any other way, and I don't owe anyone an explanation or an apology. And that's how I'm going to be applying this Devil card. And with the Devil card, you're also looking at more of like a villainous archetype. You're looking at the dark, dark feminine energy that most people are trying to get to. And it doesn't mean that I have to be mean or abrasive. It just means I'm putting myself first. I'm putting my desires first, my time first, my voice first, my money, everything. I'm putting what I want first and enjoying everything that it's bringing me, because I'm also learning how to respect myself and like myself and fall in love with me. So I can be a better person and I can enjoy the time that I'm spending with me. So that is how I am applying that energy today. So I really do hope that this helped you with what the devil card can represent for you. And even though it can be a really intense card to get in a reading, it's not something that you need to fear. And this is actually, it can allow you to have a little bit more of like a neutral relationship with it, but you can also have a relationship with it that is fun and light, and it can show you where your freedom lies and how to get it. So when it does pull up for you, ask yourself, what are you chained to? Where can you maybe have a little bit more fun, and where do you need to put yourself first? All right. So thank you again for spending some time with me. This has been Shuffling in the Shadows, and I will see you next time.